Blog Talk Radio.
Warning, please be advised, the following program contains mature subject matter. The views and topics expressed on our shows do not represent the views or opinions of our show or any of its networks, affiliates, or hosts. Everyone has the right to their own evil, dark, and disturbing, or otherwise normal opinion. We are therefore not responsible for anything that happens during the course of our show, nor for the things under your bed, in your closet, or buried in your backyard, or for the stuff hidden in locker 14 at the storage shed. With that in mind, we are also not responsible if you become frightened or terrified by our creepiness. So if you're easily offended, scared, or get pissed off, it means we did our job and you don't have to listen. Just don't plug up your ears with screwdrivers. That gets messy. This show is for entertainment purposes only.
Welcome, folks. This is Crazy Nick, and this is the season premiere, season 3 of A Twisted Myth Radio. Welcome. First, so everyone is aware, unfortunately, our illustrious angel guest, the Dark Debbie, had canceled tonight, which is understandable. She was out filming. Anyone who knows Debbie knows she's very hard at work. After dealing with being out of commission for a while, we wish Debbie all the best and hope she slows down a little bit. We will be having her on the show once she's back near her phone. Another night we'll either record an interview or we'll do it live, whatever's going to be good for her. We wish her the best. We also want to shout out, though, to Jen B. She knows who she is, Paradise Girl, for relaying a very hard-to-reach message to us. Now with that, folks, we are here at A Twisted Myth. We are returning after an extremely long hiatus, which I have to admit was longer than anticipated due to the fact of basically equipment meltdown and personal issues that kept everything from going right. So, we are slowly returning. This is a premiere episode. We're coming to you right now every 2 weeks. Okay, as we get the ball rolling and we get on a more permanent track, we will definitely get more onto a weekly basis. Right now, we are looking for a co-host, preferably female, although I wouldn't neglect my good old friend Ferrowolf if he decided to return. But giving a shout out to him anyway, those of you who don't know, my good friend, paranormal investigator extraordinaire, David Ferrowolf, was our co-host for the last season of the Crazy Nick Show and Insanity After Dark. He's a good friend, but he had to leave the show due to his new baby, who's now very much older. So we're wishing him the best. But this show is all about what's coming. Okay, I had planned an hour interview with Debbie, and it was kind of, not that it was last minute, but I couldn't reach anybody earlier to get them on. Frankly, I don't know exactly if anybody is getting this audio, so if it doesn't come through on the replay when I replay it, I am recording it offline, so we'll be able to upload it so you guys will hear what didn't go through at 8 o'clock. Now, we have a lot of things in store for you. I'm proud to announce that we will be broadcasting on Twitch as well. So it will be a simulcast or a broadcast. It will be both on Blog Talk Radio using the studio and the call-in number. That's right, folks. If you don't know, we actually have a call-in number that you could use to call into us in the studio. Or you can listen in. 1-929-477-1680. That's the guest call-in number. You can call in and listen to a show via that as well. We will be, once I put the new stream in order, we will be streaming on Twitch. And we're going to set it up where we'll be able to have the chat room from BTR as well as the Twitch chat room going at the same time. I'll be able to take followers. If anyone wants to donate, I'll be able to take that. And it'll be more interactive. There'll be sometimes gaming where I will be promoting a game or taking you guys through a game or my thoughts on a game. And you guys will actually get to see it. We do have a lot of guests lined up. We have the fantastic Miss Misery herself, Rainey Young, coming on the show in the future. Of course, the beautiful and talented Debbie Rochon, queen of all media, woman of many hats. And future guests, well, we're just going to keep you in the dark, but if you're with us the last few seasons, you might get an idea of who's coming. Plus, we're going to have a lot of new faces this year. Since I'm paying for this now out of pocket, I'm going to try to bring you guys new and unique guests. But, as always, which show would be a show without some type of a train wreck? Those of you who know us know this show can be a train wreck. Now, we are going to be bringing you different bits. Okay, so I know you guys don't like hearing me talk all this time. So we will be also getting a girl to do on-the-spot interviews on the West Coast or to cover events for us or fans, because this show is all about you guys, the fans. We love cosplayers, and if you don't know that, you haven't seen us at a convention. And recently, we're at Icon 32 in New York. And when I tell you guys, a con returned to New York after so many years, it was nice, but it was sad. I'm sorry to say it. I'm a proud New Yorker, but conventions in New York have suffered dramatically because New York, from what I remember years ago from a friend telling me, New York holds very high standards for conventions, very high fees, very, very high fees that make it near to impossible for some of the conventions. Hey, look at it this way. We used to have Fangoria. They had to leave New York because of how expensive it got. We used to have a lot of conventions in New York that used to go on like crazy. They stopped because it got too expensive. What does that tell you guys? And then we have the wonderful New York Comic Con, which I'm surprised nobody has boycotted yet. Yes, we're going to get New York Comic Con in October representing the show. And this time, you won't miss us. We will be standing out. But New York Comic Con, with its policy of not liking podcasts unless you have over 100,000 listeners or a TV show with over 300,000 viewers and worldwide. Apparently, a podcast that reaches worldwide isn't enough for them. You guys have heard me say this before. It's been the same thing for the past 3 years. They give me the same excuse. They can't authorize me a press pass now. Good luck in the future. However they do it, so if you're denied a press pass, you cannot buy a regular pass. So they kind of pick and choose who they want coming to their convention. But of course, we'll be there again. We'll be covering it. We're also going to be, well, let's put it this way. I want to give a shout out to the king of horror, Joe Flyman. You guys know him. He's a wonderful man, a very good friend of mine. Has his own TV show out in California on Cray TV. He, if it's horror, Joe knows it. I'll admit, I love horror, but I don't know everything about horror, and I don't know all the people, and I don't have access to all the conventions, since a lot of them are out in the West. And Joe, the horror host, has been to most of them. The same as Miss Misery. Both have their own TV shows, and both are extraordinary. And both horror hosts will be in and out between interviews, tidbits for the show, as the course of the season goes through. Now, I don't know how long I'm going to do this season, but I will tell you, the end of the season will be shorter. The hiatus will be a lot shorter than it was this time. Okay, I had suffered a major computer meltdown, and that prevented me from coming back broadcasting. I also lost a lot of my gear. So I know some of you guys don't like hearing my voice. I will be playing PodSafe music. I will be interviewing many of the cosplayers at different conventions. And we are basically going to expand. There'll be times we'll do a gaming corner, a movie corner, or a movie review corner. And we're going to try to include you, the listeners. Like I'm going to do right now, if you want to ask us a question, you could call in at 1-929-477-1680 and ask us a question. That's all. Just ask us a question, and we'll answer it live on the air. We also read your emails. So if you email us at twistedmythradio@gmail.com, we'll get your email and answer it on our next show. Now, for those who aren't sure, our next show is going to be in 2 weeks. Okay, if you just follow this link, tomorrow night, Monday. You follow this link Monday. The next show date will be listed. Now, we don't know what days we're going to broadcast yet. If it's going to be a weekday or weekend. We're looking to see when our biggest days are. Because now we're back on BTR. We want to make sure we maximize our socialization. We're broadcasting on Facebook and Twitter. And we might even have a guest, if we could book them, from Grindhouse Radio. Okay. Now, I know I probably said that wrong, but if they're listening, they know what I'm talking about. Now, folks, you know the deal. You know the show is always interesting and always fun. But I get a little scared with society. Now, those of you who know our good friend, Nikki Crew, moved to Florida. And her husband, director Mitchell Jones, posted something that he read, and it was just disgusting. And you know us, we cover all sorts of strange stuff. Sometimes we cover reality. But there was a group of teens, 14 to 16 year olds. They watched a man drown in a lake. They didn't call for help. They recorded it on their phone, laughed about it. And after 5 minutes, when the man died, they laughed and joked he was dead. Then they posted the video online. I mean, is this how we're raising our youth today? Unfortunately, this seems to be the norm. What do you guys think about that? I mean, and folks, if you can't make the chat room and you want to comment on the show, you can send us email at twistedmythradio@gmail.com. We'll answer it on the following show. We always read your guys' emails, always. I never miss out on emails. I also never miss out on phone calls when you guys call into the studio. Sometimes I may miss it, when you call in, if I'm on the other page and tabbed out, it's easy to miss it. But I try not to. Now, moving on. We went to Icon 32 in Brentwood, New York, Long Island, back in May. March, April. Now, Icon 32 was gone for a very long time. The reason being, there was some issues with Stony Brook campus. They always did their convention during spring break. And with the campus being remodeled, there was just too many issues, I'm guessing. I haven't actually spoke with anyone on the board yet, but we are planning on having an interview with them. We're going to try to get an email and speak with them and try to get some kind of resolution. But we went to Icon 32. It was, I don't know if it was because it wasn't publicized as much. We saw it advertised in Newsday, the Long newspaper, as well as advertised for about 2 seconds on News 12 Around. So I don't know if maybe the advertising is what hurt it, or people just gave up because it was gone for so long, or the fact that no one knew it was coming until maybe a week before. I don't know. I'm speculating. I could be wrong. I've known to be wrong in the past. But we went all 3 days as guests of the convention. And we went to a couple of the panels. There was hardly anybody there. And the vendor room was significantly smaller than we're used to from Icon. All the normal vendors weren't there. And we were kind of disappointed. I don't know if it was because it was Suffolk Community College campus or what happened. But if you went to Icon 32 in Brentwood, New York, we want to hear from you guys. Your thoughts. Now, speaking of conventions, if there's anybody listening who has gone or is going or went previously to San Diego Comic-Con, we want to hear from you, whether it's email or chat. We want to hear. Okay, our phone again is 1-999-477-1680 to call in and get online. Now, folks, we're going to ramp it up a little bit more. We're going to be talking about gaming every once in a while. I'm a gamer. A lot of guys are gamers. A lot of women are gamers. So you're going to be getting a gamer's corner. You're going to be getting book reviews. Movie reviews. I might review a movie that's in my collection that I haven't watched for a long time and let you guys comment on what you think. Now, along with our previous announcement of spokesmodel, yes, we had a girl line up to be a spokesmodel, Jessica Lynn, but she got a great job at Disney, so she had to move to Florida. So we're looking for a spokesmodel, someone who doesn't mind showing up in pictures with our logo on it, either in a swimsuit, normal everyday clothes, or dressed up, an occasional handbar. Nothing to show ladies. We keep it R-rated, but we keep it classy. Maybe a selfie, maybe a butt shot, but nothing that you wouldn't show your mother. Think about it. We're also looking for voiceover enthusiasts to do liners and jingles for us. That's right, that means you must be able to sing and play music. But you must also be able not to shatter our eardrums. We want you guys to be part of the show. Also, if you're on the West Coast, we're looking for people who are going to conventions to interview people at those conventions and submit the interview to us. So we can credit you for it as being our rapport, and you get to cover something that you enjoy. Now, along with things that you enjoy. Folks, I want to toss out something. I want you to think about it for a minute. If you want to answer, 1-929-477-1680, your thoughts on conspiracies. Ready? 2 minutes of silence. Think about it. While I drink. Okay, I'm back. Did you think about conspiracies? Well, we'll be talking about them well. Atlantis, pyramids, Aztecs, UFOs, Hangar 18, Area 51. All that stuff we'll be discussing. Paranormal myths. Hey, we are a twisted myth after all. We'll be covering a lot of strange stuff that you haven't expected. And some things you might have expected. But we'll be trying to do it differently. We're going to be also testing the waters. Tonight's show is 1 hour. We want to find out from you guys, what type of show would you rather listen to? A half an hour and a half, 2 hour show? We want to hear from you guys on that. And as always, I said, you guys, we're on Facebook. We are on Twitter at The Real Crazy Nick. We are on social media left and right. You can email us. Hey, you can go to our website, which is going to be updated very soon. I keep forgetting to update the date that I updated. But our website, itwithsubmit.com, is live with our blog, which will also be updated soon. I was, like I said, since my computer was down, I had no computer for a few months. I couldn't update anything. Now I'm just trying to play catch up. But we're on all social media. Our blog, everything. Our email, twistedmythradio@gmail.com. You can reach us on our Facebook. You can reach us on our radio show, even if the show is off the air, 929-477-1680, and leave a message on that line for us. We're also available in chat rooms. And like I said, email. Now, folks, I know I try to make it interesting for you. We've had different spokesmodels in the past, from Ayana to Summer. And we're going to try to keep along with the tastefulness of the show. And we did do a contest a while back, Best Butt Contest. Young lady, Sam, not going to say her age or where she's from, won a $25 gift card for choosing. And we went to pay it out, and she won a $25 Dunkin' Donuts card. We don't judge. So we went and got the card and mailed it to her. And hopefully Sam is enjoying the fruits of her photo, which I might admit was very tasteful. It was a butt shot where she was topless. Now, you did not see her topless. What you saw was her butt in bikini panties. Or there could have been a swimsuit. We don't know. We're not judging. Nothing was shown. Everything was covered up. And she won first place over the other two, which unfortunately I couldn't give second place out because I'm not Rockefeller. But I think the girls were very happy with what they received. We're also going to be looking to bring in some sponsors, folks. Sponsors, free swag, giveaways for you guys. We want to bring it up and give you guys as much as possible. Now, as I said, once we get Twitch set up, hopefully by next broadcast, we'll be broadcasting both on BTR and on Twitch. which hopefully will mean a lot more people will listen. And occasionally I'll be covering games. Occasionally I won't. But our main focus is the radio program. And if you guys know how twisted I could be, you'll know I always take you guys seriously. And to prove that, when we went to New York Comic Con, we didn't really sit in the many panels. We spoke to you. We spoke to the cosplayers. See, if you guys haven't realized by now, cosplayers, costume play, they make conventions. When was the last time we walked into a building, 50 people in front of you, standing around in suits and t-shirts, just looking kind of miserable? But then you get a girl walks in wearing what appears to be a lingerie outfit, nothing exposed, and thigh-high boots, and everyone drops their tones to look. Yes, that's kind of like cosplay. When you have an imagination, it can run wild. Now, since we don't have Debbie tonight, we're going to keep the show at actually 30 minutes. So tonight is actually a half an hour show. Our next show will be in 2 weeks. I will post the date and time along with our super mystery guest. That's right, folks. You heard it here. We are going to have a mystery guest for you. I'm not going to tell you who it is, but they're going to be well worth the wait. I assure you that. With that, I'm going to actually cut out of here earlier because my whole train wreck of a show train wrecked. So with that, 1-929-477-1680 is our studio line, as well as the line you want to use to get in touch with us. And you can always reach us by Twitter, Real Crazy Nick, by BTR, which is A Twisted Myth. You can contact us also. Whoops. You can also contact us at Gmail, twistedmythradio@gmail.com. And you guys, I want you to enjoy yourselves. Be good to one another. With that, we're going to end the show and see you guys in 2 weeks. Peace.